together. So with that look back, yeah, books that you loved as a kid then, what did you used to read, and what, have you reread them as an adult? It's always quite good, isn't it, to read the stuff that you read when you were younger. Giles Trigg is a children's author. He's from Hagley. Hi, Giles. Morning.
Good morning.
Were you a fan of Raymond Briggs?
Yes, to a degree. I can't say I read a lot of his books when I was younger. I mean, he was an incredible, important contributor to 20th century children's books. The one sort of things that I read, I have to be honest, as a youngster. I didn't read a great deal when I was a youngster, in fact, which is another story. But no, he was an incredibly important person when it comes to children's literature in 20th century. Of course, born in 1934, went to the Wimbledon School of Art in 1949, but was actually discouraged from drawing and illustrating by his father. And as you saw or heard in the clip just prior to me coming on, he wasn't a fan of children. He didn't have any children of his own. Mm. It is quite ironic that his books play such an important role in 20th century children's literature.
Yeah, it is very ironic, isn't it? So what about you, Giles? What was your path to it? How did you end up, especially as you said you didn't really read much as a child, how did you end up becoming a children's author?
Well, I'm actually an accountant by trade, but I didn't read a great deal till I was about 40 years old. And we had a beautiful Airedale, Zara, who left us last year. And one day I just came up with a story about her life, about her personality, if you will. And the first book was The Pooch with No Fluff, because when she was sick, she used to lick herself to the point that she became bald. And I just thought that would be a nice story. And then beyond that was The Pooch with Too Many Toys, because, you know, she had a toy box which she loved playing with, but like all small children, she just never put them away, however much I told her. And the thing was, like Raymond Briggs, I needed to find an illustrator. And illustrating is so important to children's books, because it needs to catch the imagination of the child that's reading the book, or indeed, in my case, probably the parent who's reading the book.
Yeah.
And I was lucky enough through some very, very good friends of mine to find a granddaughter of a good friend called Kira, who was only 13 when she started illustrating my book. She's 15 now. And so I was very, very lucky. But, you know, like I say, it took me a long time to find the right illustrator, because I was thinking I needed somebody along the lines of Quentin Blake or Beatrix Potter or indeed Raymond Briggs. And then I found Kira, who gives a lovely children's quality to the illustrations. I didn't want something too formal. And I think this is where children's illustrators come into their own. You know, people like Quentin Blake and Beatrix Potter, Raymond Briggs. Everybody knows them. They may not have read the books, but you recognise the illustrations. You recognise the pictures. A bit like, I don't know, Brian May playing guitar. You recognise it's Brian May from the 40 plays. And it's the same when you're looking at certain illustrations, isn't it? That you can see it's a Quentin Blake or a Raymond Briggs straight away.
Yeah, you know, straight away, don't you? It's a very good point. You mentioned there appealing to kids and their parents. Is that important? Because I suppose, actually, it is too, especially young, if you're writing for very young children, then it is going to be largely the parents that read it. So is it important to, you know, so write it so that the adults can get something out of it as well, as they're going to probably have to read it 50 absolutely. Or 60 times?
You know, let's be honest. I mean, a toddler is not going to read anything unless his parents put the book in front of him or her. So it has to appeal to them all. I think that the adults need to see a book and feel that it's appealing to their child, and therefore choose that book to read to them. So it has to go both ways, of course. And I'm a big advocate, as your radio station well knows, of supporting local libraries and getting children into libraries and getting families into libraries to encourage reading. And I think the illustrations in children's books, as well as the narrative and the prose, is extremely important. But the adults need to buy into it, otherwise they're not going to read it to their children.
Are we in a good place at the moment with children's books? Because it does seem that there's a lot of them about. And pretty much any celebrity, pick a celebrity, any celebrity, they've got a children's book. Does that mean any of them are any good, Giles?
It's a very good question, isn't it? I think, with all due respect to people like David Walliams, who I have to say is an excellent author, I think his books are brilliant. But, you know, taking him as an example, I think celebrity, in inverted commas, sell their books because of who they are, not necessarily because of the quality of the writing. And you're right, it is a very difficult market to be in. I consider my market to be the flat book market, because if you go into a library or a bookshop, you'll see, I don't know, the Joe Nesbos, J.K. Rowlings and so on the shelf, and the spine sells the book. You can across a bunch of books and you can see what they are, but children's books tend to be in a bucket in the back of a bookshop or a library. They're all flat, they don't have spines, you know, for the ones that I deal with anyway, the toddlers and the pre-readers. So it is a difficult market. Whether they're any good, I don't know. I mean, mine seem to be very successful and popular amongst those that have read them and bought them, and the children love them. Who knows? Yeah. I don't really comment on other people's work, but...
It is. You're right. I was thinking this the other day, and I mean, so many people say, "Oh, I've written a children's book. I've written a children's book." And I suppose just because, like, I'm guessing it's probably because they've got children and they've made a story up and read it to their kids, and their kids have liked it. But I don't know. Does that mean that you're an expert? I suppose you're an expert on your own children, aren't you? I guess that's probably all you can say.
I don't think it means you're an expert necessarily. I have met a number of people who've written children's books, and you're quite right. You know, they got their own children and they thought of something and wanted to read to them. And it's getting that book off the ground, and I've self-published all of mine, done it all off my own back, which is hard work, I have to say. But, and I've got a total memory blank now, I forgot where I was going.
No, that's fine. I mean, I have that every morning, don't worry about it. It's lovely to speak to you. Thank you so much for having a chat about it this morning. Giles Trigg, who is a children's author from Hagley. There you go.